A Hawke's Bay entrepreneur says a new food innovation hub will keep small players out of the market. The hub Food East, which will be in Hastings, has been heralded by local leaders as a game changer for the region's food industry. It aims to attract new businesses so they can test and develop ideas. But some worry it's too geared towards the big names and won't have space for startups to make food. Tom Kitchen reports.
The hub's due to open in 2022 and its benefits have been touted far and wide. It's predicted it will bring 500 full-time jobs to the Bay and be a big boost for the region's GDP. It'll cost $18 million and $12 million of that has been provided by the Provincial Growth Fund. But local food producer James Crowe fears its current model has too many barriers to entry for new food makers. Mr. Crowe is behind brands like Little Island Coconut Creamery and Nice Blocks. He says it will be an expensive, glorified building for the larger food brands and there won't be room for startups to trial making food.
What it looks like you'll be able to do is you'll be able to go in and have a chat to a myriad of consultants, which are important, you know, but they can't actually make anything there. So you could get tons of advice and they'd send you away with a whole big business plan. You'd have to borrow a lot of money. You'll find another facility around the country where you could just make some of your product legally, technically. Otherwise, you just have to keep doing what people do, which is they just knock it out in their kitchen and hope for the best and sell it locally and see if it works. And there should be a better solution than that.
The plans for Food East include three food processing tenancies, a show kitchen with a room for an audience of about 100, and a cafe. Mr. Crowe says the show's kitchen's all well and good, but he's concerned it won't have a proper commercial kitchen for the small startups. Instead, foodies will have to try and use other facilities in the country, such as Food Pilot in Palmerston North or Food Bowl in Auckland, and that will take the focus away from the Bay. But Doug Speedy, managing director of another Bay outfit called Parker's Beverage Company, says there's space to try out new things in the hub and for local companies to help. He doesn't believe new food producers in the region have huge demand for kitchen space.
From what I know about it, there's plenty of space. There's tenancies available. You know, there's no one's been locked out of it, and I think it's very inclusive. So, you know, if punters did want a, you know, a space to do something, like, they'll help you do it.
The Food East project manager, Lee Neville, wouldn't speak to RNZ, but sent through a statement. Mr. Neville says a feasibility report found there was already enough capacity in the region and plenty of the kind of kitchens startups might need. Rather than copy existing facilities, Mr. Neville says the Food East team will ensure that someone who might need a commercial kitchen can be matched up to a facility like that in the region. He insists startups are a big part of the overall picture, as that's where the bigger enterprises start from. In Hawke's Bay, for Morning Report, called Tom Kitchen Aho.